This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to another special bonus show, an audience of one. And again, we have something a little bit different for you this week. We hope you're enjoying these bonus shows. There's something a little extra just to keep a smile on your face. Short and sweet. Well, I've been listening to a terrific podcast by a good friend of mine. You've heard him before on this podcast, Tim Bedore. He's kind of famous for his Vague But True radio show. He was a big-time radio DJ for many years. Lately, you can hear him on the Bob and Tom radio show. But he also has a terrific podcast called An Agnostic's Guide to Heaven. He comes up with some great verbiage. Anyway, Tim is a very funny guy, and his podcast is terrific. So in this bonus show, I just wanted to plug his podcast, give you just a few minutes of it so you can get a sampling of his podcast, and hopefully you'll listen to more and share it with friends. Hey, I always do this just to add a little extra humor and fun and variety to the podcast listener's life, and I hope you enjoy Tim's podcast as much as I do. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a little bit of An Agnostic's Guide to Heaven, starring Tim Bedore.
Hello and welcome to episode 67 of the only podcast that knows the future but will not give away the ugly ending unless you're a paid subscriber, An Agnostic's Guide to Heaven. Here he is, your host and announcer, Tim Bedore. Well, thank you very much. Well, I got an email from someone who is worried about cancel culture and political correct attitudes, and they don't know what they can even laugh at anymore without offending anybody. So I'm going to get to that. But first, I want to get to this email from someone looking for life coach help and advice on what may be the issue of our times. Well, COVID is the issue of our times, and global warming, and the attack on the Capitol and our very democracy, and people believing what they shouldn't believe. Okay, so there's lots of issues of our times, but the issue I want to talk about today is how we relate to one another because it's so messed up. There is so much tension and frustration all over America, which erupts into violence or just verbal blowback towards everyone. Has there ever been a time when Americans were this pissy with one another? Well, the Civil War. Okay, totally pissy. We were so pissy. Shooting and killing, slavery. Okay, things can be way worse. But in my lifetime, people suck now more than ever before. And if you want to see just how much people suck, go to this website called Nextdoor. You sign up, you enter your zip code, you get in a chat group of actual neighbors who post about this and that going on literally next door. And whenever I go on there, people suck. Sometimes I get optimistic that the world is getting better, then I go on next door for a reality check. So here's the email I got from someone who must live near me. Hello, neighbor. I've heard you're a life coach, and boy, does our neighborhood need your help. A recent immigrant to this country posted this on the Nextdoor app, and he was just trying to be a good neighbor, but the response Sharif got just makes me sick. Tim, what is wrong with people, and how do I deal with my neighbors now? And it's signed, Roasted Rosie in Roseville. Okay, so here's the post from Sharif that got things going in my neighborhood on Nextdoor. And understandably, Sharif's punctuation just kind of goes missing. He's new here. He's writing in a second language. So I'll just read it as is. Here's the post. Thanks, period. Thank goodness, last night there is 3 cars of police cheese and speeding car in my neighborhood, and I hit last night the cat, thank you to the police and thanks to the neighbors, and no period to end that sentence. And then he put in parens, save any descriptions of people for the next step, whatever that means. Now, there were 2 types of responses to Sharif's post. A dozen or more people thanked him for being a good neighbor, keeping an eye out. More than a few congratulated Sharif that his language and writing skills were getting better. Apparently, they've seen his post before, and this new post represented progress, so they encouraged him to keep up the good work. And then there were the people who responded to Sharif with things like, police cheese? I would not want to smell that. Someone else said, where can you buy police cheese? Is this a fundraiser? I'll buy some. And, Police cheese is the worst, especially when it's speeding. Of course, the people protective of Sharif responded, "Sharif is new here. English is a hard language to learn." Or, "How would you like it if you moved to a new country and people mocked you for even trying to learn their language?" Those that asked about the police cheese then insisted they were just curious if there was a police cheese or if this was a phrase they didn't understand, to which Sharif's defenders, otherwise known as gullible idiots, said, "Even if there is a type of cheese called police, it wouldn't be in three speeding cars. Use your brain." Coming in from another angle, someone else chimed in saying they feel safer in the neighborhood knowing there's a new Sharif in town, which is a play on the phrase "there's a new sheriff in town," because Sharif, S-H-E-R-I-F, is one F short of being the new sheriff in town. That caused more than a few, "oh, what is happening to the world," hand-wringing responses. Then a guy named Mark put things over the top when he posted, "Sounds like one less criminal and one less stray cat for the bonus point." Being a professional comedian, I can tell you what Mark was doing there. Initially, he acted like he understood Sharif wasn't referring to a police cheese, but a police chase of a criminal. So initially, Mark is looking like a good guy, but then twists it back the other way when he says, "and one less stray cat for the bonus point," meaning that the police ran over and killed a stray cat, and that's a bonus point good thing. Well, that set the Sharif supporters, who are also animal supporters apparently, over the top, and there was a cascade of "how could yous" and "how dare yous," and "Mark, I sure hope you don't have kids or pets that get run over one day," or other people who were really, really, really pissed off saying to Mark, "I hope one day it's your cat or kid that gets run over by a police chase, that was my mistake. Okay, I think we can assume there was a police chase, not cheese, and when Sharif said, "I hit last night the cat, thank you," to the police, I think we can also assume Sharif meant "I hid the cat," H-I-D, not H-I-T, hid the cat to keep it safe from the police chase, not "I hit the cat." And Roasted Rosie wants to know how to deal with this situation. Roasted, as your life coach, my first suggestion is get off this Nextdoor app. In fact, spend as little time online as possible. The internet is a corrupting, horrible cesspool of digital bad. It's better to believe the best in people than know the truth about them by going online and seeing how much people really do suck.
Well, that was a little snippet of An Agnostic's Guide to Heaven, starring Tim Bador. His regular podcast comes out with a show every week. If you get a chance, look it up on your Apple or Spotify directory and give it a listen. He's a great stand-up comic, a great voice in radio, and a good friend of mine. So thanks for listening to this special bonus show, and tune in Sunday for our regular show launching. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.